Elizabeth Bard, thanks for joining us. Your new show at the Mezzanine Gallery is called Divisions Upon a Ground, and that title has a particular significance. It was named after Renaissance music, correct?
Absolutely. I play the recorder, and I have played also the cello and the gamba, which is a Renaissance instrument based on the guitar. It's six strings and fretted. And one of the things that I learned first on the recorder was it was more like exercises in a book. But what it is they take a very simple tune and they write it down, and then they start breaking it up with different, it's almost like ornamentation, but it's written out. So you'll get some slow and some fast, and it's called Divisions on the Ground. The ground is the basic melody. And I thought that was sort of similar to what I was doing with the camera. I'm taking the camera and painting with light. Painting was my first love. So I'm painting with light on the sensor with a long exposure during daylight, trying to get patterns of light and dark. Sometimes it's very complicated, and sometimes it comes out just kind of simple.
And your work almost look like you're painting with light. The colors almost bleed into one another, almost like a watercolor.
Yeah, it's very, very much like either a watercolor or an oil painting. Everything is smooth, and yet you can get some rather sharp contrast between the light and the dark and the colors. And I get to do it twice because then I get to process the images and I get to bring out more of the color and bring out the differences of light and dark. I love texture. It's also, I've always been interested in time and space. And this is a way of creating a sense of time, a passage of time as well in the image. Sometimes I'll move the camera. I'll move the lens. I use a zoom lens, so I'll move the lens in and out. I may do it as I'm walking. I may step to the side, so it becomes almost like a dance, which also relates to music.
So anyone who's used a long exposure knows it can be tough to get the image just right, but you like the blurriness, you like the movement, the dancing, as you call it.
Yes, I love it. And it's hard. You have to shoot an awful lot, and sometimes I'll pick a subject, and it won't work. And sometimes I'll try some motion or something, and that's something that I think might work, and then I'll have to change it, and then all of a sudden I have to check the image on the back of the camera every time when I do it. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, and then I move on to something else. But if I can get something that I feel is giving me an interesting image, something that I can relate to, either emotionally or intellectually with the shapes and the light, then I will try to repeat the motion and keep repeating what I'm doing, because every image comes out different. No matter how hard you try to do an exact repeat, you're never going to get it. It's always going to be different. And then I'll go through after the fact and pick out the ones that I think work the best and process them, try and bring out the colors and the textures and the lights and darks.
Did you develop this style before digital?
No, this was after digital. So much easier after digital because you can see what you're getting. Digital made it really fun.
So you mentioned that you play music and you also dabbled in painting earlier. How did you transition from music and painting into photography?
Well, I studied photography in as part of my fine arts degree. And I took every single photographic course that was offered. I played around with it some after college, and I got married, and I sort of put the camera down and left it down until the kids were grown and pretty much gone, except they kept coming back. You know, kids these days ricochet. And I picked the camera up in the mid-90s again, and there was no going back. That was it for me. And I tried painting. I'm a very slow painter, but I'm very prolific when it comes to the camera. I love trying to create a piece of artwork with photography. And that's what I do. I like making I like challenging the viewer to look at what's around them and see the beauty that is in our world.
Elizabeth Barr, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.